Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldanha Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering how mobile data is generated to your phone. In one of my discussions with my friend about the 5G technology that is growing in India, my friend was talking about the 5G internet speed and its benefits of having free data. It's so fascinating to see how mobile data has evolved. I remember during my college times, from sending normal messages to girls from my mom's phone and then deleting all of them, to texting them on Hike Messenger app on 4G. As the conversation went on, my conversation with my mind started as how streams of data originate such that you can surf the web and also post your pictures on the social media. Telecom operators offer internet services to you. With each generation of technology, 2G, 3G, 4G and 5G, employing different methods for data transmission. 2G utilizes circuit switch technology, while 3G combines packet and circuit switch methods, and 4G operates on packet switch technology. Each generation offers varying speeds and protocols for both internet usage and phone calls. A stream of mobile data is generated when you access the internet or use applications on your mobile device. This process typically begins when you send a request, such as opening a website or using an app, which is then transmitted to the nearest cell tower or base station via radio waves. The request is then routed through the mobile network infrastructure, which may involve various elements such as routers, switches, and servers. Once the request reaches its destination, such as a website server or an online service, the server processes the request and generates a response. This response data is then broken down into smaller packets of information which are transmitted back through the mobile network to your device. The mobile device then reassembles these packets into the original data, which can be displayed on the screen or used by the application. Throughout this process, various protocols and technologies are used to ensure the efficient and reliable transmission of data, such as TCP/IP for internet communication and LTE or 5G for mobile network connectivity. That means, if I just search something on the internet, I generate data. Isn't this similar to the seeders and peers in uTorrent app? I used to pray that there were more seeders than peers so that the download would be faster while downloading a movie. Earlier, we had speeds that were very amazing. When I had a Docomo dongle, the maximum speed was 100 kbps. I'm talking about this technology 12 years ago when I was in 7th standard. As we grow older, so does technology. Now we are in the 5th generation of the mobile data. Let's get to know more about this technology. Areas known as cells are covered by 5G networks, where all connected devices access the internet and phone services through radio signals transmitted by the base stations and antennas within the cell. These networks offer faster download speeds reaching up to 10 gigabytes per second under optimal conditions for you. Compared to 4G, 5G provides greater bandwidth, enabling faster connections and accommodating more devices, particularly in densely populated areas. The expanded bandwidth of 5G is expected to position it as a viable alternative to traditional internet service providers like cable internet, while also enabling new applications in areas such as Internet of Things or IoT. and machine-to-machine communication. It's important to note that devices with only 4G capabilities cannot access 5G networks. Though the technology is well known and many of you are adapting to it, there are some security concerns that are connected with the 5G. The widespread adoption of 5G technology is expected to significantly increase the number of Internet of Things devices, which could expand the attack surface for cyber attacks such as DDoS or denial of service attacks and cryptojacking. Additionally, a design vulnerability in the EPS or Evolved Packet System solution for 5G networks has been identified, affecting device operations during the cellular network switching. Concerns about political espionage by Chinese equipment vendors have led several countries, including United States, Australia, and United Kingdom, to take actions to restrict or eliminate the use of Chinese equipment in their 5G networks. Reports from US intelligence agencies have raised concerns about the national security implications of using equipment from Chinese telecommunication companies like Huawei and ZTE, alleging the potential for undetected espionage. The Chinese government and vendors have denied these claims, but experts have highlighted the legal framework in China that could compel companies like Huawei to provide network data upon government request. In response to these security concerns, the US State Department launched the Clean Network Initiative, aiming to address threats to data privacy, security, and human rights posed by the authoritarian actors. This initiative has garnered the support for numerous countries and telecom companies, with many publicly committing to its principles. Reports from the UK Parliament's Defence Committee have also underscored concerns about collusion between Huawei and the Chinese state, urging the removal of Huawei equipment from 5G networks. All the technology that comes into existence has its boon and curses. It's up to you to use the technology and make the best use of it. So, keep exploring and try new technologies. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how mobile data is generated to your phone. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.